A judicial review of a controversial four-story condo retail development in Cordova Bay will go ahead in BC Supreme Court without a bid to try to stop the development. The petition is now seeking only a declaration on the priority of municipal zoning bylaws and official community plans. A petition filed March 27 by residents Derek Hopkins and Carl Doach maintains the wrong set of rules was used to approve the new development at 5120 and 5144 Cordova Bay Road, resulting in it being four stories rather than one or two. Saanich Council voted 8-1 on January 29 in favor of approving a development permit for the mixed commercial and residential project, which includes three four-story buildings. Only Mayor Richard Atwell voted against it. The petitioners maintain that when the development permit was approved, council went against the official community plan, said lawyer David Bush of Perlman Lindholm, who is representing petitioners Hopkins and Doach. The zoning bylaws for the area and the official community plan, specifically Appendix N, which deals with development permit areas, are in conflict, Bush said. The official community plan says new buildings in the area should not exceed 7.5 meters in height, he said. It is our understanding of the law that the official community plan trumps zoning bylaws. The petition originally asked for a declaration that Saanich must follow the official community plan in considering developments and that the permit for the Cordova Bay development be rescinded. Hopkins and Doach are now focusing on the first part of the petition and seeking a declaration that the official community plan supersedes zoning bylaws, Bush said. My clients would be very happy to get the height changed, but at this point are taking a forward-looking perspective, he said. What my clients are looking for is guidance from the courts so this doesn't happen again. While the declaration could potentially apply to all municipalities, we're only looking specifically at Saanich, Bush said. Allen Lowe Architect Limited, originally named in the petition along with the District of Saanich and the province, has been dropped. The District of Saanich is defending its position that the development permit was properly issued. Brent Reams, Director of Legal Services for the municipality, and Atwell have said previously they are unable to comment on the matter. The proposed development by Kong & Gill Construction includes a grocery store, bank, pharmacy, coffee shop and possibly a medical clinic on the ground floor. It will also include 91 condos and span 36,000 square feet over an underground parkade. The developers hope to be able to have machines on the site in about 3 weeks to excavate for the planned 324 underground parking spaces, said architect Allen Lowe. The development is expected to take about 3 years to complete. The site's one-story buildings have been demolished, including the True Value Foods grocery store, which closed last year. Prior to the January 29 committee meeting when the development was approved, Chief Administrative Officer Paul Thorkelson advised councillors they were considering a form and character development permit, and that the property was already zoned for the use, there were no variances requested and that the official community plan and other plans and permit guidelines had been considered. Administrative staff at the meeting explained that the four-story was acceptable under the plans. Seharnet at TimesColonist.com